It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, we somehow made it to a Thursday. Morale is high. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. The great Peter King will join us. He just visited the Browns and the 49ers. We'll get his thoughts on both of those camps. Also, the Cowboys have lost one of the better offensive linemen. Tyron Smith is out for a little while. Looks like a couple of months there. You know, normally shows, radio shows, TV shows, Sports Center, look for a way to incorporate the Lakers and the Cowboys into the shows, the rundowns, every day. How do we do this? How do we attach this to the Lakers? How do we attach this to the Cowboys? Today, you don't have to do that because the Lakers have picked up Patrick Beverley and the Dallas Cowboys have lost Tyron Smith. These are both legitimate stories to talk about with the Cowboys and the Lakers. And we will too. By the way, merchandise, the candles sold out. Good news, Velcro wallets. We have a few left at danpatrick.com. Plus, Saturday's about to start college football. New line of shirts to celebrate the start of college football. A lot of great stuff there. And once again, if you would like to impress people, no matter where you go, you can make this sound, and you can be the star of the room. DP Show Velcro Wallet, available at danpatrick.com. Yes, Paulie.
You guys out there who want to stay single for a few more years, mission accomplished.
I don't know if I've ever been around somebody other than you that had a Velcro wallet. And I've traveled a little bit, and I was, you know, around people who probably would have Velcro wallets at ESPN because they had nothing else going on in their life. Yes, Paul.
Historically, I'm not a Velcro wallet guy. I think the last time I had one, I was 14. Mm. I gave it up for a few decades, and then I brought it back about a year ago.
Okay. So you gave it up so you could find a woman, and then you got married, and now you feel comfortable in your marriage that you can go back to the Velcro.
Yeah, she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't like it. She goes, "You're better than that."
Are you?
No.
Does she know you?
Yeah. I love that sound.
Go time.
All right. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. If you want to know what we look like, you can find out. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe you just want to have that image in your mind. How small are Marvin's hands? What's Fritzy really look like? Is Dan an old man? Is Seton really boy band hot? And does Paulie look like maybe an action star? A poor man's Jason Statham.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Very, very poor man, Jason Statham.
Lovely compliment.
Yes, it is. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. By the way, I did this the other day with the help of Mario. We had somebody who sent in the small hands that if you are watching on Peacock, if you see the small hands that are over there by Marvin's computer. So I got that in the mail, and I decided that I was going to put those there. And yeah, if you're watching on Peacock, in fact, our cameraman Weeks will get a better shot of that, and you can see the those are life size hands of Marvin that you know, he
to scale.
Yes, they are. Yeah, so we have those. Mario goes, hey, why don't we put these over there at Marvin's desk? I said, all right, looks great. So we have those there just in case you're wondering. I mentioned poll question play of the day, stat of the day, all of that. By the way, I mentioned also Patrick Beverley joining the Lakers. This is great. I mean, I don't know if this helps the Lakers, but boy, this is one of those, oh my God, nirvana. We got content. Patrick Beverley, Russell Westbrook, they don't like each other. You bring in Patrick Beverley from the Jazz, and maybe he's going to play defense for you. Somebody's got to. And Patrick Beverley comes in. He's still a nuisance, a pest. When he was on ESPN, he said this to Max Kellerman about joining the Lakers.
Would you want to play with LeBron on these Lakers?
If I was a free agent?
Yes.
And if me and Minnesota didn't agree to
yeah,
a number?
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
You would?
Not even. I wouldn't even hesitate. Just to be able to play with a great like that, be able to pick his brain, be able to, you know, be a star in whatever role that I have, playing aside Russell Westbrook, fantastic. I mean, we couldn't ask for, and playing for the Lakers, couldn't ask for a better job.
All right. They supplied the music, not us.
Did they just start dancing at the end of answers?
I don't know what happened there.
What's that?
Usually that means that they're showing a highlight. And a highlight of Patrick. What would be Patrick Beverley's highlight? Yes, Marv.
I wish people could see me right now because it's tons of, get up! Come on! Let's go! Let's go. You know what? I'm going to do a look-in, and we're just going to go on the basketball court. And we're all just going to demonstrate.
Oh, you're going to do your Patrick Beverley?
Come on. We should. Why not?
Okay. Because I don't know what his highlight is. And I'm being serious. I don't know what his highlight is. He's a nuisance. I think his highlight was when he was on ESPN. He was fun as an analyst there. What's he have left? But that's a poor defensive team, and if he'll help them, give them a little toughness there. I do love what could be with the relationship, or lack thereof, with Russell Westbrook Jr. III. And maybe Patrick Beverley rubs off on him, like, hey, come on. Let's be role players and let's be all in on the Lakers. Yeah, Marv.
He's like, wait, how about you be a role player? Yeah. I was an MVP once.
Oh, I know. That's to the detriment of Russell Westbrook Jr. III. Hey, I'm not a guy who's just going to wait in the corner shooting threes every seven possessions down the floor. I'm Russell Westbrook. Yeah, Paul.
You know, they do all these stats that Patrick Beverley is a great on-ball defender, and he's definitely a pest. At this point in his career, he's not scared to mess with anybody. It feels like when I first heard him, like, oh, good, the Lakers got a little tougher. And every team seems to need a jerk out there, a guy who doesn't mind, you know, getting a tech or causing someone else to get a tech. And the other thing I saw, Patrick Beverley shoots 34% from three. Hmm. On that team, that's not bad.
How many threes does he take?
He attempts four a game, and he's shooting 34.5%. That is, again, that doesn't mean he's a shooter, but better than I expected.
All right. I mean, I would love for him to be the nuisance pest that Draymond Green is, but be the player that Draymond Green. Draymond Green's still a great player. Not a great shooter, but he finds a way to help his team win. And he's able to play more because he has, you know, more talent. But Patrick Beverley joining the Lakers. Yes, Eaton.
Plus he adds one more three in that he's 34.
Yay!
Something like that. Great. Because the Lakers really needed to get just a little older.
A little more seasoned.
Yeah, seasoned.
Yeah. Mm. We got some veteran leadership there.
Much veteran leadership, nobody can actually play together. That's how many veterans there are.
Yeah. He's a veteran. I don't know if he supplies leadership. but it should be fun. And he's now a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. This is what I want to know. What is this going to lead to? Because it feels like you got Patrick Beverley. That means something else is going to happen. That was just my initial reaction to this. More likely that Russell Westbrook Jr. III is now traded? That's what I thought. You got some cap space here? That's what I thought. And I still think that way. You know, Beverley opens up a roster spot and financial flexibility in 2023-2024, this according to ESPN NBA front office insider Bobby Marks, so they could have up to $34 million in cap space. Taylor Horton Tucker, remember when it felt like he was untouchable with the Lakers? He had that great summer league, like, oh my God, you see this guy. And then all of a sudden, he didn't play. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Horton Tucker, he's 21 years old. He averaged 10 points, 3 assists last year. He only shot 27% from 3. They'll bring him back in about 9 years.
Is LeBron still going to be there in 9 years? What kind of poll question do we have today, Seton O'Connor?
Well, Dan, we could start with Patrick Beverley. He makes the Los Angeles Lakers a title contender, a playoff team, a 500 team, or just older.
A little snark there at the end. All right.
Okay.
All right. Title contender, no. I think they're already a playoff contender. So I would say makes them older, definitely, but makes them more of a playoff contender, I guess. I mean, it was just interesting because it's Patrick Beverley. Because I don't know how much he'll help. But maybe he's all in for 1 year. And maybe I always thought that defense, certainly in the NBA, came down to willingness to play defense. They're all great athletes. You can't get there, for the most part, without being a great athlete. That's why if I said, look at Russell Westbrook. Now, that'd be a guy that I would think would be a lockdown defender. He's fast. He's strong. He's got a motor. That's the guy that I would think, man, he's going to be all over. He's going to be on you. He's going to pick you up three-quarters court. And it comes down to a willingness to want to play defense. And he doesn't want to play defense. Yeah, Marv.
And I'm a little surprised because I think he was Defensive Player of the Year in the Pac-10 or 12, whatever it was.
Back then, yeah.
When he was in college.
Yeah.
So when he came out, they were like, man, he's an aggressive defender. We got to the NBA. He was like, no, I'm not.
It's about a willingness to want to play defense. I mean, there's certain guys that they make their reputation off playing defense. He became an MVP. You don't want to be playing defense, even though Michael Jordan played defense. You know, great players. Gary Payton, great two-way player. Klay Thompson, when he was healthy, great two-way player. There's certain guys that take great pride in playing defense. And I'm not saying you expend all your energy because that's what happens. You're like, I'm going to kind of I'm not going to fight through a screen. I'm not going to fight over a pick. I'm going to go underneath it. And that's what he did. You know, somebody who was with the Lakers last year said, you know, he's just lazy on defense. He didn't care. He didn't care about playing defense. What else do you have, Seton O'Connor?
We could go with more likely Trey Lance leads the league in MVPs in interceptions or is the league MVP? Could also say both or neither. Neither, neither.
Okay. I don't know if they're going to give him the opportunity to throw enough to lead the league in interceptions. That would be my first take on that. MVP? Well, would it... What are the odds, though? Better odds to lead in interceptions or better odds to be the MVP?
Probably better odds to lead the league in interceptions. But when you look at some of the numbers coming out of Vegas, they, you know, some of the sports books have only 4 quarterbacks ahead of him for MVP.
Okay. Well, he is a new story. That's really, really, really important. When you, 'cause that's what they love. What's the news? Brady's going to be good again. I mean, this might be a Justin Herbert year. Trey Lance, new story there. A lot of pressure on him. Yeah, I could see where he'd be in the conversation. Well, you know, we're going to get to the point where, you know, is Josh Allen going to win an MVP? And at what point do then people move on from Josh Allen winning an MVP, even though he could be the best quarterback in the NFL? At some point, you're like, we've been waiting to write the story, and you didn't win it in the window that we wanted, so we got to move on. You know, the C.J. Stroud for MVP story, you know, we'll have in 3 years from now. Yeah, Paul.
Who is the last player to sit his rookie year, was considered a bit of a project, and then win the MVP in his first season as a starter?
Lamar Jackson.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
Mahomes played one game his rookie year, one start, and the next year he threw 50 touchdowns. He won the MVP.
But Lamar Jackson was more of a project than Patrick Mahomes.
I think that's
right.
I'm just saying hindsight a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Is Lamar Jackson... Well, they traded up to get Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid traded Alex Smith. So the Ravens didn't trade up. Like, if anything, maybe they traded up at the end of the first round, but people didn't think that he could throw well enough to be a starting quarterback or, you know, an impactful one. Yeah, Paul.
Lamar Jackson had seven starts his rookie year.
Okay.
Then the next year he was 13-2 as a starter, 36 touchdowns, 6 picks, and won the MVP.
Wow.
Yikes.
Okay. More of a project, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll get to phone calls. Peter King will join us. He went to the Browns camp. I'm curious what that felt like. Also, the 49ers, see all in on Trey Lance, and there's a whole lot of love in Vegas. The best odds for a team having the most wins this year, I think I'm setting that up correctly, most of the money on which team will have the most wins this year, the Philadelphia Eagles. Broncos and Eagles are hot in Vegas. Take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Discover the Discover credit card. It's all about their rewards. Well, it's more than just that. But, you know, there are a lot of companies that say, hey, you got rewards. Okay, how do I redeem my rewards? Can I do it for cash in any amount at any time? Oh, no. We require minimums here. Or your rewards, they expire. Don't have that. Not with Discover. And that's amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been on the simulator because I got the new Callaway wedges. Jaws raw.
Hyping?
Oh, you know, it's like throwing darts. Par 3 7th at Pebble Beach. That's what I look at. You know, it's 97 yards downhill. It just, I might be close to joining the LIV Tour. Just saying, maybe they could use me here. Jaws raw. First time ever, you got maximum spin. You know, whenever you watch the pros and they hit a shot, and it'll be like it'll hit and then zip back. I've always wanted to do that. And you can do that with the Jaws Raw from Callaway. Get your CallawayGolf.com Jaws Raw. And your results may vary, of course. This just in from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Cowboys left tackle Tyron Smith actually suffered an avulsion fracture of the knee. That means the hamstring tendon that sits at the back of the knee, pulled off the bone, needs surgery. If he's back at all, it'll be December. Well, they've survived without him the last couple of years, but here's the key. They didn't flourish. 2 years ago, you're 6-10. He's missed 15 games, I think, the last 2 years, and... this is a team that does need that running game, play action for Dak Prescott. But they drafted well. But Tyron Smith, he might be done for the entire season. Yeah, Paulie.
I don't know the definition of avulsion, but it sounds like a negative word. It sounds like you're actually regurgitating when you say it. Avulsion.
Very close to like revolting.
Yeah, it sounds like a reaction you would have. Like,
it doesn't sound good.
No.
Avulsion, the action of pulling or tearing away. Not a positive.
Fracture of the knee. Yeesh. So the hamstring tendon that sits at the back of the knee, pulled off the bone, needs surgery. At best, back in December. All right, we'll get some phone calls here coming up. more surprised the amount of money in Vegas on the Broncos or the Eagles? I know Dan Orlovsky was waxing poetic. He loves the Broncos, loves them to win the West. Thought that that's where Aaron Rodgers was going to end up, and so did I. I thought that if he was leaving Green Bay, that he was going to go to Denver. It was a young team, a lot of defense, really good, secondary good, some skilled position players, and you upgrade getting Russell Wilson with Drew Lock. You're going to compete in the AFC West, but a lot of money going in on the Broncos here. I like the Eagles. I mean, I'm not surprised with that. It comes down to Jalen Hurts. That's it. Jalen Hurts plays great, plays really well. Philadelphia is, they're going to be a, Super Bowl contender. And it comes down to when the Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, I thought they had the best offense and defensive lines in football. If you combine the two, I just thought that the offense and defense was better than anybody else. Now, there are other teams that had better offensive lines or defensive lines, but collectively, the Eagles had that. And they had just enough playmakers, and Nick Foles played out of his mind to win the Super Bowl. But now you're asking Jalen Hurts, can Jalen Hurts take that next step up? Russell Wilson, we expect him to take that step up. Yes, Eden?
They've had, the Broncos have had five straight losing seasons?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a swing, ultimately, just by adding Russell Wilson.
Well, you're also getting the maturity of adding, these players adding one more year to the careers to be ready for something like this. But you're right. I mean, can one person and a new head coach make that kind of difference there?
If anything, that'll prove that quarterback salaries are justified. You bring in one guy and all of a sudden you go, zero to hero.
Yes, Paulie.
Before Russ Wilson joined the Seahawks, they missed the playoffs four straight years. After he got there, they made it 9 out of the next 10 years.
Okay. Yeah, but it was all about everybody else, not Russ. About the defense, Legion of Boone, Pete Carroll. I don't know if Russ ever got as much credit as he probably deserved in Seattle. I always felt that. Because I'd still go back to that, he did throw the interception down at the goal line, hated the play call. But was it a great play call? Was it a bad throw? Was it a good throw and they played great defense on it? Whatever it was, I didn't like the play call. But I will say, when you're down on the field and watching a game and watching Russell Wilson in the second half of that Super Bowl, he was the best player on the field, and it wasn't even close. It wasn't. New England did not have an answer for him. And that's why I thought run-pass option, Russell Wilson. Worst-case scenario, you throw the ball away. This program, award-nominated, brought to you by Mercedes. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com. Andrew in Washington is back. Good morning, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little disappointed this morning, really. You brought up the Pat Bev stuff. But first, before I get to the Lakers, nice fit on Marvin today. I like the hat and shirt combo. Seton, looking for a Dan and Paulie lunch incident meatball t-shirt possibly down the road. I think that would be a good choice. But, Dan, I really hope Pat Bev doesn't jump on a table for a play-in win with the Lakers. There's too much pride and history there. I don't need him running around.
No, Andrew. Andrew, if you're a Laker fan, you do need to celebrate that. Like you'll gladly celebrate a playoff win or a play-in playoff win. Whatever it is, if Patrick Beverly is celebrating, that'll be a good thing for the Lakers this year.
I'll grow into it. But I do have a question for you.
All right.
Real quick. Which big three is going to play the most games together this year? Kyrie, KD, and Ben Simmons, or AD, LeBron, and Westbrook? Thanks for taking my call. Have a great week.
Well done, Andrew. Well done. Might be a poll question there. Who plays more, Ben Simmons, Kyrie, KD, AD, LeBron? Well, this comes down to AD's health, and is Russell Westbrook going to be there the entire season? Yeah, Paul.
As hurt as Anthony Davis is, he's at least trying to play. The Nets have players on their team who sat for...
Are trying not to play.
Ben Simmons was a healthy scratch for a year, and for a mix of reasons that were given, Kyrie Irving chose to play half the two games. His contract, he wanted to play like 30%.
Well, if that's true, because Kyrie came out and said that the report that he wanted to play half the games, and he thought playing back-to-back games was, what was the word? He, like, criminal or something, or he had some description of, we shouldn't be playing back-to-back games.
Playing back-to-back games is part of your job, you should put in there.
Yeah. We shouldn't get paid then. I mean, if you don't want to play, then just say, and don't pay me. They want to get paid, but I don't want to be playing back-to-back games. But I guess I would go with the Lakers begrudgingly, because I just don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen January with this team. And you can say the same about the Lakers. Do you get to a point where you go, okay, let's take whatever we can get for Russ? Or maybe Russ surprises us. Maybe. But this is where I want to find out LeBron's imprint on this team. His impact on this team. You wanted Russ. You and AD wanted him. Sit down with him and say, this is what we need you to do. And give him a dose of reality. The fact that he doesn't have, you know, when a jumper hits the side of the backboard, like at some point you go, might be me. That backboard didn't move. It might be me. Might be me. Or you have turnovers. That might be on me. But at some point, LeBron's got to go, Russ, for us to succeed and for you to stay here and for you to have, you know, another contract. Because really, think about it. What's at stake for Russell Westbrook after this year? Is anybody going to pony up $40 million for him? And the answer is no. He's going to be a Carmelo Anthony type where, you know, you're really going to be a role player. And nobody's going to give you $40 million. I mean, if they do, crazy, but now what happens? This is where you go, man, Russ turned it around. Russ is valuable. Why can't he be as valuable to the Lakers as Draymond Green is to Golden State? Do you want to be? Because Draymond Green understands he has reality, a dose of reality. Hey, I got two great shooters over here. Russ should be like, I got AD and I got LeBron. All right, now what do you want me to do? And I think, you know, have that talent and go all in, I think that's really important. Yeah, Paulie.
There's a lot of buzz, not reports, but buzz on the internet about a possible trade with Russell Westbrook to the Pacers for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. Two solid players, pretty young. Miles Turner's not that young anymore. But again, this is not a report, just a lot of internet speculation. I can't imagine that trade from the Pacers standpoint. You got Buddy Hield, Miles Turner, not superstars. How would you be upgrading your roster by adding Russell Westbrook at this point?
Unless you're just taking this salary and then you move on after this year. I mean, that's it. Pacers aren't going to, you know, win anything. I mean, they got a couple of pieces there, but if I'm the Lakers and I could pull that off, I'd do that in a second. Absolutely. Do it in a second. Because I got two guys who know what their roles are. Buddy Hield knows what his role is. Just hang there. We'll find you. That's it. Just stay right there. And Miles Turner, you know, if you can get something out of him, great. Good role player. But Russ makes me nervous. Is Patrick Beverley going to make Russell Westbrook better or worse? That's what I'm curious. How do you make all that work? But I did, you know, and we'll check in with the Lakers next final hour. I'm just curious if this was a move that means there's another move coming up. And does that move involve Russell Westbrook? Let's see. What do we have here? Paul in Florida. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Good How morning. Are you guys?
Great. Yeah, wonderful.
Good. Just real quick. My family used to own sporting goods stores back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And not only did we sell the Velcro wallets, but I remember going to school, my first day of school, wearing a pair of OP, Ocean Pacific pants. They tied in the front and had a Velcro fly.
How often did you get beat up at school, Paul?
No way.
Oh, it was just, it was crazy. I just, you know, I thought I was the coolest thing ever.
What, Seton?
OP shorts were the coolest thing ever. That's why you felt that way. Those are awesome.
You know me, I'm OPP. Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Seton's right. Ocean Pacific was great when you're 13. And so Velcro wallets may have been okay when you're 13.
I'm okay with Velcro shoes for a child because it sure beats tying those shoelaces again. Velcro, I'm good with that. But... you know, I'm gonna try the Velcro, the DP Show Velcro wallet.
If we could somehow make the Velcro silent, it would avoid a lot of embarrassment.
No. I have to have that. I have to have that sound. But I gotta wait till they're back in stock. Seton goes, "You won't believe this. The Velcro wallet sold out." And I go, "Oh, what? Yep." And I said, "All right, we'll get some more. The candles sold out." All right.
Candles are definitely sold out. I think we still have some Velcro wallets.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Paul.
What's next, a sandal sock set where you're wearing long socks with sandals?
I don't like seeing guys with sandals on.
Do you know younger people are doing it? Like my daughter's friends, boys who are relatively athletic kids, they wear slides with full socks. Like, remember the Stance socks we used to work with? The tall decorative socks?
Oh, yeah.
Cool company. The kids wear socks in the dead of summer with slides.
That's my son does that. If he's not wearing sneakers, he's got slides and socks on.
Yeah. But you're ready to play.
Yeah, but or you're ready to cut a lawn in 1977 like my grandfather.
No, I like it. Nick in San Antonio. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Big fan from Sports Center days. All three of my kids, whenever they see you on TV, they kind of pop out of their room and say, "Hey, know that voice from somewhere." Anyway, I call up, big Cowboy fan, too, and just heard about Tyron Smith. I want to do a pie in the face that either they lose two games because of their kicking game or they lose two games because of a coaching decision, like clock management. Anybody up for that?
Nope, we have no takers, Nick. You know, it's hard to say, boy, that was a time management thing, and I blame it on Mike McCarthy. Although it does feel like he's going to have a moment where you go, Mike. I think that's a safer bet that the Cowboys lose a game or they're in jeopardy of losing a game because of clock management there. Davis in Nashville. Hi, Davis. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, two things. One, don't take out the sound of the Velcro. That, like, sells the wallet.
Yeah.
Andrew had a great pull question there for sure. I was thinking like you. That comes down to AD's health. Comes down to, on the flip side of that, does Kyrie, like, want to play? Or does Ben even want to play? I don't know. It's just kind of a weird situation there.
Yeah, I agree. When you think about it, who's going to play more games? Is it going to be KD, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons? Going to be LeBron and AD and Russell Westbrook. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel says there are more than a couple players dealing with the stomach bug of unknown origin. I guess they're not sure if it's food poisoning. It's a joint practice. Is this the Dolphins and the Eagles?
Yeah, there was some announcement about an hour and a half ago that practice was canceled due to an illness, mostly on the Dolphin side. It says not COVID-related. And more like a stomach flu.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
Did someone tamper with the Dolphins' food?
Okay. I see what you did with that. Bloop. All right. Bloop. Maybe. Maybe just a bloop.
Half a bloop.
All right.
Get some bad dolphin.
Make you sick. Oh, okay.
You got to make sure your dolphin is properly.
Some fishy's going on. All
right. Anything else?
I think I'm done with
it. Okay. All right. Play of the day up next. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times, different ways. Now, if you've recently changed jobs, maybe considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about investment portfolios, retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes and don't do it alone. Well, you don't have to. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the beginning. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Oh, what a deep drive way back to right field. Bombs away. That's into the river. Matt Olson just blasted one into the river. It's a grand slam home run.
You don't need to say grand slam home run, right? Just say grand slam. 680 The Fan, Braves Radio Network. Braves swept the seasonal series with the Pirates for the first time in franchise history. So that means you got to go back to 1887 when the Braves were the Boston Bean Eaters and the Pirates were the Pittsburgh Alleghenies. That is your stat of the day. Stat of the day is brought to you by Discover. You're going to discover that you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, unlike other credit card companies. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Chet Holmgren, undergoing test for a foot injury, suffered at the Pro-Am in Seattle. This is when he was guarding LeBron. LeBron was out on the break, and Chet Holmgren guarded LeBron for about 3 seconds, came down awkwardly on his ankle. And they're not sure if he's got a fracture there. Undergoing tests for a possible right foot injury suffered on Saturday. Oh, big men and their feet. That stays with you. Stays with you. And you could see where he, you know, sometimes you come down awkwardly on your ankle or your foot, and he's backpedaling, trying to knock the ball away from LeBron. And you could tell where, you know, he was injured. You didn't know the severity of that. We've been talking about the Cowboys. They lost Tyron Smith maybe for the year. And Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network said, you know, this is far more serious. Maybe if he's back, it would be December. The Cowboys on a lot of Vegas websites listed as the favorites to win the NFC East. Followed closely by the Eagles and then the Commanders and the Giants. I like the Eagles. I think I know what I can expect out of the Eagles. I don't know what to expect out of the Dallas Cowboys. If I gave you, according to DraftKings, over, under, touchdown passes, Dak Prescott this year. Now, these odds were prior to Tyron Smith getting injured. Todd, I'll start with you. You've been on a roll.
I'm going to say 25.5.
Hey. All right. Seton O'Connor.
I was also going to say 25.
Okay. You can double up.
I'm going to say that.
All right. You're both wrong. Marv.
29.5.
Paul.
31.5.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Yep. You did it. 31.5 for Dak Prescott. Is anybody taking the over Dak Prescott? Pie to the face.
Kick to the groin.
I know.
Hot dog straw.
Yeah.
Ball to the balls.
He had 37 and 10 last year.
Is anybody going balls kick to the groin? To the ball. No, it's ball to the balls.
Ball to the balls.
Ball to the balls.
Mm? Mm?
Whenever we're having a conversation and all of a sudden we're sort of, you know, hey, who do you think it's going to be? And then it'd be pie to the face. It's always, Seton always goes pie to the face. So his new one is ball to the balls.
Ball to the balls?
Okay. And what this is, that Pete Maravich used to have this workout video. He was with Red Auerbach, and he would take the ball and throw it as hard as he could in between his legs and then catch it behind him.
So the idea is, right, say we do this Dak Prescott bet, right?
All right.
And
ball to the balls,
right? Mm-hmm. And we're off by a dozen touchdowns. Whoever loses would then have to do that Pete Maravich thing a dozen times.
12 times.
Right. And now it's possible that you don't ever get hit in the nuts, but it's also possible that you do. That to me is fun.
I did try this when it first came out many, 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 many years ago when I was young, and didn't go well. But I've since done it in front of the Danettes. Like, you slam the ball down as hard as you can in between your legs and then catch it behind you. And I'd be more than willing to take that bet with anybody. Yeah, Paul.
So you're growing to try it again.
Yes. See what you did with that? Bloop. Right.
I couldn't do that once. That video looks like it's sped up, but it's real time.
Maravich was, he used to do these ball handling drills, and he would do it where he'd spin the ball on his finger. This was a big deal at the time, back in the 70s. He'd spin the ball on his finger, and he would take it down between his legs. You know, you would see this on America's Got Talent now or something like that. But back then, he had unbelievable ball handling skills. And the story would be that Pete Maravich would go to a movie, and he would be on the aisle, and he would dribble the ball throughout the movie. And then there are times when he would be in the passenger seat, and his dad would be driving the car at a slow speed. He'd be dribbling the basketball outside the car. Whether that's true or not, but that was, if you watched Maravich, we talk about handle. And I know Kyrie has the best handle I've ever seen in traffic. The best handle that I've ever seen is Pete Maravich. Now, there are playground legends. You can watch the documentary on, point gods, these great ball handlers. Absolutely. Jason Williams, white chocolate, unbelievable handle. But Maravich at 6'5 had the best handle that I've ever seen. Best ability to handle the ball control that I ever saw. Kyrie in traffic is, there's nobody close to that. Yeah, Marv.
Pete Maravich, I think you've heard the term before, ball is life.
Yeah.
He seems like the epitome of ball is life. Like, this is all I do. This is all I want to do. Is that true? Like, did he have any outside interests to your knowledge?
I don't know. I just know that he got to the point. Imagine that you score so much that you get bored by scoring. That's how good he was. I think that he wanted to prove he was more than just a scorer. I mean, he's scoring 45 a game in college, in the SEC, and there's no three-point shot. And I was always fascinated because it just felt like he was looking for a degree of difficulty. He wanted, like, I can take the jumper, but I don't know. And you saw this with Brett Favre, too. Like, Favre, it felt like created obstacles. Like, he's wide open, but that guy's got three guys on him. Let me squeeze it in there. And as a result, they weren't reliable. But Pete was a great scorer. He just didn't win. Brett would giveth and taketh away. Both great players. And, Pete died at age 40. Like, nobody knew he had this heart condition. And I just thought, no, Pete Maravich doesn't die at 40. I remember he was at a gym in Los Angeles. And I was like, no, he didn't. He can't die. He's 40 years of age. He didn't die. I just remember that feeling of, damn, that hurts. And then I got to interview him when he went into the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame. 1 hour in the books. We got two more to go. Peter King will join us coming up. He was at the Browns camp. He was at the Niners camp. Get his thoughts on the Cowboys, now without Tyron Smith. Your phone calls as well. All of that coming up. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, Dan Patrick Show. Oh, but wait, there's one more item, and it's all about sleep. As you wake up on this Thursday morning, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Get enough sleep last night? What if I told you, if you use the technology with the 360 Smart Bed, you will enjoy 28 minutes more of restful sleep per night. So that adds up over the course of a year, 170 hours. Per year. We could all use that, right? So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because biggest sale of the year, all the smart beds on sale. 50% savings on a 360 limited edition smart bed. Great time to discover adjustable comfort for both of you. Right now, go in. You can go to a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick and ask about saving 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time only. And remember, Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.